This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We did have one shining moment. We had it with the Eagles. We're going to have it with Hugh Douglas's bracket here, the bracket of Hughes. We have to play this when we crown the winner in a couple weeks.
Wait a minute. I was wondering what this was.
You know,
this
is
the song they play after you win.
Yeah, Luther at the end of the tournament.
That's horrible.
Oh, it's one of the best. It's one of the best moments of the year.
You don't like Luther?
Like, oh, I love Luther.
But this song, when the tournament ends, and all the highlights, it's great. Well, get ready for it, because when we crown the champion, are you going to cut down the nets, Hugh?
Yeah, I'll cut them down.
I think we need to get a net, and you have to cut it down.
We'll have a net in the studio.
Because no matter what, you're the champion.
That's true.
I mean, it's all you.
It's just whichever version it lands on.
Yep. Are we looking for your favorite Hugh today?
We had some internet submissions, and some that I forgot about. We have Turncoat Douglas.
Oh.
Turncoat Douglas, for real?
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
That they were tomato cans.
Now, is Turncoat Douglas and Benedict Arnold Douglas, they're the same?
Yeah,
or
Benedict Douglas. That might just be,
yeah, I think Benedict Douglas
that's one and the same
is
though.
Turncoat Douglas.
Y'all ain't right.
I mean, you called their opponents
tomato cans.
They had beat the Rams and Ravens in back-to-back weeks when you said
and the Commanders, by the way, who were in the NFC Championship.
Beat the Cleveland Browns. And then who did they beat?
The
Commanders, the Ravens,
that.
The Rams.
Basically, you called Lamar, Jaden and Stafford tomato cans.
You're taking it out of context.
That's what you did.
It was fluid when I said it.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Keep playing it though. Yeah. That's what makes it even worse.
Benedict Arnold Douglas is a really good one.
For some reason, just that alone is such a funny cut to me.
That right there. Just
because it gives off the impression that you're going on a different station and just crapping
just
on the Eagles.
Yeah, I know. And everybody's like, what is he talking about? There's more context.
I couldn't believe my ears when I heard it. I was appalled.
See, then that layer that extra layer of frosting that you add on that cake right there is not needed.
All right. So any more good ones, or is that the only one right now?
We got a few. Hold on. Let me
you pull those up. This hour, of course, brought to you on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Are the best or most creative, or just the one that gets us to laugh the most today, is going to win a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Kyle and I and the full committee will get together this weekend and put together a bracket of Hughes.
Oh, so if we had Turncoat Douglas, we also have No Coat Douglas.
Oh.
No Coat. Oh, wow.
I mean, that was your quest to find a coat for 2 years really was a big thing.
And I finally got mine. I got it out of the out of storage, so I got it. I washed it, so I'm good to go now.
Okay, he's good to go. All right, now, before we get back to the phone lines, are you expecting, bracing yourself for a reset year? And if you want to comment on Daryl Morey's use of AI to make decisions, you could do that as well.
Yeah, he set himself back with that one.
Yeah, he did. Well, he set the Sixers back, so we're all even there. So let's hear from the guys that left, some of the bigger names. Josh Sweat, introduced yesterday by the Arizona Cardinals. Let's listen here to Josh Sweat.
It makes the transition a lot easier, honestly. It's kind of a no-brainer, really. Great situation. People that I've already, been around and I'm winning games with. So I know, you know, I know it's the right situation for sure. You know, I like to laugh, have a good time and stuff, and I know around them they want to have a good time, you know, while winning, you know, and working and stuff. So that's me. It helps me get through the day, stuff like that. You know that I know I can have a good time with while still working. And you know what I'm saying?
Is that what stood out most about them in your 2 years together back in Philly?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we won a lot of games, and it was a great time. You know, we didn't get it done in the end, but the journey with them, with both of those guys, was amazing. So, I mean, it was time to try to do it again.
So that was really the question, Hugh, was about if the relationship he had with Jonathan Gannon, and I think Nick Rails is their defensive coordinator. He was on the staff here. If that played into his decision,
yeah,
it seemed like he wanted to play for him again.
I think it's a smart move for Josh, because you're going somewhere where somebody's familiar with you. They're familiar with your style, and they're going to work with you. So I think out of all the guys, he'll probably be in a position to have the most success. Not saying that the other guys won't have success, but it'll probably be a little easier for Josh because they're familiar with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, his most sacks in a season was with Gannon, so I'm sure that they have a good relationship there. Let's listen to Milton Williams yesterday, introduced by the Patriots. It's kind of crazy to say this out loud just because the cap keeps going up, so like the guys now are always more paid than they used to be, but he's the highest paid player in the history of the Patriots, which, I mean, they had Tom Brady for 20 years, but that's the money they gave him. Let's hear from Milton on kind of thanking everyone here for his journey to get to where he is.
You know, pick their brain. I did a lot of that in Philadelphia with Brandon Graham, Javon Hargrave, Josh Sweat, Derek Barnett. These guys, you know, they took me under their wing, taught me how to take care of my body, and just going to practice and getting better every single day. And, you know, that leads to winning games, winning playoff games, and Super Bowls. So that's all I know. Resilience, togetherness. Well, Coach Sirianni used to say, you can't be great without the greatness of others. And knowing that this is a team game, it's not about any individual. And just being together as one.
Are Sirianni's core values making their way around the NFL now? Is this the tree of Sirianni?
I don't give a shit.
And you're listening to a guy who has a tremendous amount of respect for what Coach Sirianni was. See, like, he's a bubblehead to us, and that's never going
to
change.
Not to me.
Well, he's a Super Bowl winning bubblehead.
Well, I'm a Sirianni guy now. You forgot.
But I'm not the only one thinking bubblehead. But the message in the locker room is resonating with these guys, and that's the reason why they won, man. He got paid. Not only for what he did on the field, but for they want him to be a leader in that locker room, you know, and that's how it starts. You want that guy. He's a good player, and he's a culture guy, because they're trying to change the culture up there.
Yep.
They're trying to get back to that winning culture, and they want him to be a part of that.
Yeah, that was cool. He learned, talking about all the guys he learned from, because he played with a lot of great defensive linemen here. Also, Milton talking about the greatest days of his life, which I think he may rank as the Super Bowl one, or at least he did. Let's hear from Milton yesterday.
Yeah, that's a blessing, man. I just won Super Bowl a couple weeks ago, so I thought that was like the biggest day of my life. But I feel this probably gonna jump that for sure. You know, being known as the highest average salary or whatever, however you want to call it, that's big, man. You know, like I said, they believed in me. Obviously, they studied me as a player and as a person. They know what I bring to the table. Physicality, toughness, determination, and you know, I thrive on people telling me I can't do something. So bring it on.
Hugh, I do think, and you said you think Sweat, it's a good, nice, seamless spot for him, Arizona with Gannon. I do think Milton Williams is the most interesting guy that's left to track what happens next in his career. Because I feel like the other ones, I kind of know, right? Like, Sweat's good. It would probably be good for a few more years as he gets closer to 30. We know what CJGJ is. He might be a guy that wears his welcome out after a year or so, but he's an impactful player. Kenny Gainwell, like, we know what most of these guys are. Slay's older. Hugh, the Patriots paid Williams to be great.
Yes.
And now I'm interested to see, can he do that as he gets into his prime of his career? Or is he going to be a guy in a year or two? People are like, man, they overpaid. We're going to find out.
I'm rooting for him. I mean, because the reality of the situation is this, and I've been through free agency, and I've been in situations where they tell you what you want to hear, but when it's actually the rubber meets the road, things change and they meander. I think he's in a pretty good situation because Coach Vrabel played the game. But there is that he's the highest paid player thing. That's that.
Yep.
I'm good for one of those today. So there's that. They're going to have to put him in position to be successful. And a lot of times when you're making that kind of money and you got that kind of weight, I don't think he realizes what was said in that, like, the highest paid player in the history of the Patriots. You're talking about Brewski.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Like who is it? Richard Seymour.
Rob Gronkowski.
Like
Hall of Famers. I mean, great. All-timers.
And even though you're not the caliber of player as those guys, they're looking at you like that.
Well, the other thing, because obviously that was with the media, he's doing that press conference. We didn't ever, like, Milton could have a tough game here and it wouldn't reverberate in the city. Right?
It's going to reverberate there.
Of course it is.
It's going to be like, oh, we paid him the first, you know how it goes. Oh, he got all that money and he did it. Yeah.
Well, like, that's a lot like of us heat, with man. Bryce Huff last year, right? Yeah. When 3 or 4 weeks went by and it was nothing, it was a big topic. It'll be the same. Now, if he plays great, then that won't be, but that's the nature of being that. All right. 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. DOT in West Philly. What's up, DOT?
Hey, man, what's going on with y'all, man?
What's up, DOT?
Hey, I got a few questions, but I want to say something to Joe first before I say my question.
Okay.
Hey, first of all, I was going to go at you first, but I kind of understand why you taking this angle of Josh Sweat on the same level as you. First of all, you probably look at it differently because you're the player. As fans, I can guarantee you nobody even think about Josh Sweat. They're nowhere near Hugh Douglas. Nowhere near it. Listen, Josh Sweat is a good player, and whoever said he was above average, that was perfect. And I love Josh Sweat, but you cannot put him on his pedestal with these other players. You said it yourself. The dude is getting $40 million nowadays. If he's getting 18 on his best day, that's telling you something right there. Like, he's getting 18 because he showed his behind off in the last game of the season. That's why he's getting 18. He's not this high-level player like you're trying to make him to be.
He's a good player. DOT, he's a good player.
DOT,
But my point was, he is a really good Eagle. And what I was trying to say is, he's closer.
You can't compare him to Hill.
Watch this. Okay, I'm about to.
I was a young boy when I was watching him, so I don't know. But who? How many sacks do you have, bro?
As an Eagle, it's like, what, 50-something?
They're going down by the day, though.
All right, are you ready for this? You brought me here, so now I got to give you the numbers, all right? Let me give it to you. Now, DOT, we agree. Hugh is a higher-level player than Josh Sweat at his best. I mean, I think everyone knows that. But as an Eagle, in an Eagles uniform, Josh Sweat went to 2 Super Bowls, had 2.5 sacks in a Super Bowl, won a title. Hugh obviously got to 1 Super Bowl with the Eagles. But as an Eagle, he has 41. If he has 43 sacks, Hugh had 51.5. My point wasn't that Josh is better than Hugh. My point is
he's comparable.
He's not some guy. He's if you look at the history of Eagle sacks, he's up there. Like, this guy's been a good player here for 7 years, helped him to 2 Super Bowls. And what frustrated me, DOT, not that people should say he's great, but the dismissal of him, like, oh, whatever, Josh Sweat, he's just okay.
Or he's just a guy.
No,
the fans are saying he's not going to be, oh, the defense, the end's going to be great. I think Nolan Smith is better than him right now. So me personally, us losing Josh Sweat, it's not that big of a deal. Just like I don't think it was a big of a deal. CJ, I like CJ. I was kind of upset, but once I thought about it, y'all let them dudes go, huh? They parts of the defense.
They were never that good.
The main parts are still there. So people don't understand. The main parts that make the defense work the way it's supposed to work, it's still there. And I'm not talking about just Carter and the rookies. I'm talking about the offensive line that keep the ball away from the defense of the offense that we're playing against. That's part of the defense getting help right there. Nobody's bringing that up. When we get the ball, teams know in the fourth quarter you're not getting the ball back. Defense, sit back and put your hands behind your head because you're not getting in yet. That's how it's been, and nobody's been saying that. I understand the defense has been great, but part of that is because the offensive line, Jalen Hurts, can't forget the receivers that's blocking downfield, and Saquon. They holding the ball, you kick it, and that's why the defense looked good some games.
DOT, I agree with you, but it works both ways, right? Because the defense is so good, the offense could play a certain way. If the defense,
hold on.
I agree with you. The offense holds the ball; it makes the defense better. They're fresher. But if the defense gives up points early, you can't play run the football all game. You got to throw it more. It changes everything. It's complimentary.
That's true, but that gives props to Coach Sirianni. Well, not just Sirianni, but Kellen Moore too.
Yeah, I agree.
They were down a few times in through the season when they were down. They went down a lot to throw the ball, but some teams would have got out of pocket and start throwing the ball down 6-0. And the Eagles, they kept running it. No, we're not going to get out of pocket yet. We're only down 10. We're only down 6. We're going to run the ball. So that's part of coaching, not just the defense. All that ties in. Everybody keep worrying about these players leaving. Like, offense doesn't tie in with that. And the offense should get paid more than defense. That's the offensive league. I think they did put more in defense when they went out and drafted the two corners of the first two picks. They never do that. And people don't understand they never do these things. They pay Zach Vaughn how much? What do I say today?
51. I got you.
They're on the defense. They're paying the offense, but they're picking players on defense that they think can help in their youngins. We don't need no more of them people. We tried that last time we went and put us in a hole. We don't need that. If these dudes not going to stay here for the long run, get them out now. Bring young talent in. We got the best D team. We got good corners and the best O-line with Saquon Harris back there. Like, what are we talking about? We still got the best team in the country. Everybody calm down. Let Howard do his thing and sit back and wait till the first week. That's when we can get excited again. Right now, just relax and celebrate the Super Bowl for the next couple months. It's okay. Josh Sweat, Gardner, all them dudes, I love y'all, but y'all not here for the long run.
Well, not anymore. I mean, that is for sure. DOT, I love the passion. That's a good phone call. I want to make this clear.
What's that?
My point is, on the scale, if there's a scale, and the scale is, the top of the scale is Hugh Douglas, whatever Hugh you want to talk about. Maybe it's plant-based Hugh or Eagle Hugh. If the scale is Eagle Hugh Douglas and just some average player, Josh Sweat is closer to Hugh in an Eagles uniform than just some guy. That's what bothered me yesterday, just the dismissal of Josh Sweat as if he can't play.
No, I get that.
He's got 43 sacks in an Eagles uniform. He just had 2.5 in the Super Bowl, and it's like, who cares? Move on. Okay, and they may be able to replace him, but that bothered me, and that's where it came from, right? That DOT brought a lot.
I feel like you forgot they won the Super Bowl.
Did I?
He said you feel like you forgot. You forgot, Joe?
I did not, no. I feel like I didn't forget, but does it have anything to do with the roster that's right here right now? They got to try to win next year's Super Bowl.
I'm very tired of that they just won the Super Bowl thing.
It was an
amazing time, but if the Eagles think that way, they're in trouble.
Right. And in some ways,
they're trying to win another one.
In some ways, I think they realize that, and that's why they're doing this, because they're trying to plan for the big picture. But next year is its own thing. Big V in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Joe, come on.
What did I do now, Big V?
Oh, listen, I don't want you to, have another existential meltdown.
No, I told you, I'm calm today. Calm, level-headed, easy going today.
Okay, listen, it's not a reset. It's just a refresh. It's just like more of a recharge.
Mm.
Because, some people, got to go. I mean, because these guys are looking for generational wealth, and who are we to stand in their way? Let them go. And I understand people are all heartbroken about it because you come to love them and, they're like family because they're in your living room every Sunday. But listen, Howie is on a pace for a dynasty, okay? Not just a Super Bowl and then another one in the next 7 or 8 years. So he's got some people in place right now. Howie is the master of just about everything in terms of the cap and in terms of picking talent. And we've got even better coaches to coach up the people who, everybody has written off, with the exception of Huff. I don't know what happened to him. But listen, relax. Take a deep breath.
That's the whole point today. I am relaxed. And everyone's actually mad at me for being so relaxed. I'm just telling you, I'm prepared for a reset year.
You came in today, you was like, you know what?
I'm not going to let anybody get in
my
skin.
Not today. It's Friday. Not today.
By any chance, did your wife listen to the show? Did she listen in, or did she get some feedback and say, hey,
She doesn't typically listen because she's at school during the day. But she'll people tell her what's going on.
So that's they good. Told her that you know, you went in yesterday.
Oh, I don't know. She didn't mention it. She might know.
Hey, Hugh, did you give him a gummy or something?
No, I didn't. Joe does not partake,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes you just see things clearly, Big V.
Hugh's kind of stingy, too.
With the gummies?
In general.
Stingy Douglas?
Yeah, that's
an frugal
Douglas.
Yeah, frugal Douglas.
And he doesn't want one. I always try to share. Everybody say my milligramage is too high for him.
Yeah, well, that would probably be the case.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's
high dose. You,
it's not that bad.
Big V, what do you got for us? What do you got for us in terms of a Hugh you like?
I like DOA Hugh, DOA Douglas.
DOA Douglas.
What? Yeah, dead on arrival.
Dead.
Like when he says that defense is a luxury.
But yet and still, we're rising like the Phoenix. And
that's like Doug in Douglas.
We're
losing defensive players left and right.
Do we have Die on the Hill, Douglas? Because Hugh's pretty good at that. I mean, Hugh will die on hills every day on
every
this show.
Day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. We'll put that on.
Okay. I will embrace a bad take like no other.
No, you won't.
Well, that's why you fit in so well at WIP. I mean, that's what we do 24 days.
Hot take, Hugh.
Hot take? Not so much hot take.
Well. The defense is a luxury.
That was not a hot take.
Yeah, it is.
That was an awesome take that has stood the test of time.
But you know it's hot when everyone's mad about it.
No, they're just mad about it because they didn't understand.
Well, so can a hot take be right, though?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, they were mad because they didn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's the extra flame on it that people aren't prepared for.
The thing is, a lot of the hot takes ended up being right. They take time. You got to let them marinate.
Yeah.
Like, remember last year when we brought up the idea of bringing in Justin Fields as a backup, and everybody, I mean, we got crushed.
And the Eagles explored it.
And the Eagles absolutely explored it. Justin Fields then became a backup who, you know, won a few games for the Steelers.
And the Eagles traded for another former first-round pick. It just wasn't as exciting of a
absolutely.
Player.
And then the Harper to back-to-right field thing, which was, again, stupid WIP. And now that Harper's going to do it, it's, you know, or is considering doing it. What a team guy. Always knew that Harper was like this.
It's
what
not,
a great idea.
It's not easy being ahead of the curve.
No, it's not.
That's,
you know.
We find that out every day on the show. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's going on, Drink Team?
Hey, what's Will. Up, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen, first of all, I just want to get something straight from yesterday. And, Hugh, you've been right this whole time. Put some respect on Jalen Nye, man. Let's stop putting this Josh Kelly in the same book as Jalen. He hasn't accomplished anything. He is a loser.
Josh Kelly.
A loser, bro. Like, I don't understand why. Yeah, Josh Kelly. He's the same as Jim Kelly.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Josh, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Keep getting there and keep boozing out. He can't get it done. But the whole thing is, like, on some real, Jalen, he's about to go to another offensive coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't seen – you can't name one quarterback that has done or been through what Jalen's been through. And he's still coming out on top. And he still won us the Super Bowl. And guess what? This season, yes, it is for the offense because – A.J. been crying, a couple of other little receivers, you know, Smith probably cry here and there. So, guess what? He wanted them to show him the money this season. He wanted our defense did what they had to do, and I'm quite sure he have a lot of faith in Vic and what he's going to do with these young Thundercats. These Thundercats have been sitting, watching, and now they hungry, now they're getting the opportunity to go in. So, that's what they've been waiting on. And they already been at practice, so Vic, he know who's going to do what, and that's what I'm saying. That's why we ain't getting them picks that we thought we was going to get, because these dudes, we already got them. We don't see it yet, but we're going to see it when the season starts.
Last but not least,
I just think it's going to be an offensive year. Jalen, A.J., Smith, Goddard, listen, I just need y'all to give everything this season, because guess what? All eyes on you this season, baby. The defense did what they had to do now. It's time for y'all to just cash out on everything.
Well, they better, and they can. I mean, they're talented enough to do it. Will, give us a Hugh you like. What's your favorite Hugh?
Oh, man, Hugh, listen, this is a network that you talk so much about, and maybe they'll give you your little start to your career as acting. QB Hugh.
QB Hugh. It's one we hear a lot about lately, actually.
Yeah, they've been calling, man. I just ain't had time.
Yeah, you can make time if you really want to be an actor.
I got to be here for the people, man.
That's right.
My people need me.
To be here. Will, good one there, man. We appreciate it. 215.
That's Hero Hugh. My people need me.
Yeah, that's right. 215-592-9490. For the city of Philadelphia will crumble if Hugh Douglas takes.
Yeah, I can't leave.
He goes and shoots a movie. All right. On the other side, your phone calls, your favorite Hugh. The best answer we get today is we are putting together the bracket of Hughes. It is March Madness, not just here, not just every minute. It's March Madness everywhere, college basketball, but really for Hugh Douglas. The bracket of Hughes, your favorite Hugh. Are you coming to round to the idea in a reset year, or are you like Kyle and ignoring it, or like Hugh and not believing it? Where are you on that with the Eagles? On the other side, we'll also have a Clearwater check-in. Could the Phillies move a player before opening day to a team in need? We'll hit that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Who's cutting down the nets this March? Get in on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Bet on spreads, upsets, and the money line, and who you think will make a deep run. Bet $20 on a team you think wins it all, and if they do, you win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Plus, receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tourney. Download ESPN Bet Sportsbook app to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We may have to play this as we convene as the committee and pick the bracket for all the Hughes. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us.
The music is crazy,
though. I know. Well, this is that weekend.
That's next weekend, right? Like, next weekend is like the start.
The start. This weekend is like.
The play-in is like.
Yeah, the conference tournaments are right now.
Yeah, and the play-ins are, what, Monday, Tuesday?
I think Tuesday, Wednesday, they do like those 16 matchups, right, in the 11s. Sunday is actually Selection Sunday for both the NCAA and us on the Midday Show as we put the bracket of Hughes together. All right, your take on all of this. This hour, of course, is brought to you by Sunoco. It's fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, so we will get back to your phone calls here in a second, of course, on all this, including the Eagles. Are you accepting coming around to the idea of a reset year? It's been a weird week for the Eagles. One, I think a lot of us expected in some ways. Like, I think most of us thought, yeah, Milton Williams is probably going to leave. Josh Sweat's going to leave. Even Darius Slay. We knew that last week they released him. Some thought they'd bring him back. Hugh, what's different is you add CJ, GJ to the mix. There's still some.
Yeah, that one hurt a lot of people. That one hurt.
I think that's the one that tipped me to what's happening here, right? Because that went beyond the this is probably going to happen to, oh, they're really making some, they're making more changes than I think we thought they would.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That one hurt. That one hurt a little bit.
Well, and it changes the team. I mean, now it doesn't mean they can't be good, but I'm anticipating a reset year where they look more forward to 26, 27. They're good, but they're not all in to win a Super Bowl. Where do you come down? Do you see it? Or do you feel differently about this season and this year? All right, let's get back to it. Tom in Abington is up. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas, how we doing today?
Hey, Tom.
What's going on, Tom?
What it do, Prophet Hugh?
What's going on?
Prophet Hugh. That's a good one.
Well, you know, I thought Hugh was nuts with his whole defense as a luxury take, as many people did. But damn if the Eagles aren't showing that that's the case.
You're not helping me here, Tom. You're not helping me.
What is your problem?
Big head Douglas over here.
I didn't say a word. I'm
yelling at Tom, not you.
Yeah, I'm just bringing facts. So, all right. So.
We don't need ego cue to arrive now. Come on.
I noticed you played the latest ridiculous comments from the bloated, out-of-breath GM in the city. So let me touch on them before I get to a real team like the Eagles.
Okay.
And now we'll move to the Eagles. Okay. So. Joe, do you wake up in the morning just like automatically worried about something?
So in general, no. I'm actually very calm and I don't worry about much in real life, but when it comes to sports, it's all I do. So yes and no. So
that much is evident.
Yeah, I save all my worry for that, and then real life stuff I'm pretty easy going.
Well, my issue with you today is you're saying that they're bringing in guys. These are just guys.
Yeah,
right? Guys.
They're pretty average players, it feels like.
Okay. Do you trust Howie Roseman?
Of course.
Do you trust Vic Fangio?
Yeah. Yeah. How could you not?
So a year ago, didn't they just bring in, you know, some guys named Zach Bond and Mekhi Becton?
They did. And the so of those two examples, Tom, the Becton one is a great
round draft pick.
It's a great one because that one was out of nowhere. I will say this, though, Tom. The Bond one, although we didn't talk much about it, and it wasn't like he got a lot of money, they did sign him like an hour into free agency. Mm-hmm. They targeted him. They must have seen something. I don't think they knew he'd be this
and
good.
And that right there, you just hit on my point.
But
they saw
but
something.
But what did they – this year, it's not quite been like that. We're talking about 3 days in, they're signing – you know, Adoree Jackson and Josh Uche. It's a little different than day one.
Yeah, but I'm going to believe that they see something in these guys, and I'm going to have the faith that they're going to bring them along. So as far as taking a step back or retooling, no. It's another Super Bowl coming up.
Well, I hope you're right on that. So your official stance here, which is your favorite, Hugh? What do you got?
All right, before I do that, let me throw something at you guys can discuss. I'm okay. Just curious your answer. I want you guys to tell me what the worst contract is of the three I'm going to name, and then I'll give you my answer.
Oh, boy.
That would be Trey Turner, Paul George, Bryce Huff.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Well, I'll chew on that while you give the answer here.
Paul George.
Okay. So one of my favorite parts of the show is Mumbles Douglas. Whenever he mumbles underneath what a caller is saying, that's fantastic.
And that's a day one, like, that was one of the hallmarks of Hugh Douglas on WIP.
Mumbles Douglas. Good one, Tom. All right, let's answer Tom's question there. Worst contract of the three, Trey Turner.
I'll say Paul George.
Bryce Huff, Paul George. So the one I'm going to eliminate off the jump is Bryce Huff because it's only a 3-year deal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it didn't kill them in a way that, I mean, they just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's bad. And he's probably the worst. He's been the least impactful since he got it, right? He has done nothing. At least the other guys have done something. I mean, like
his
you always say,
not guaranteed though,
and his money's not guaranteed. So let's move Bryce Huff off. I think he's the least troublesome.
I think it's clear which one this is.
Well, Paul George.
I mean,
who's worse than Paul George?
I think the Trey one's worse.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Because the Paul George one I view as sort of compounding issues with the Joel Embiid thing. Like the Joel Embiid contract is probably worse than the Paul George one. If I'm being completely honest,
I'm gonna say the two different things, but I think they go together. Trey is a better player currently than Paul George.
Yes,
but Hugh, how does it affect your answer? The fact that we have Trey for 9 more years,
the last few of that
could be ugly.
But this is the one that I know we're not going to agree on, and I understand the ramifications of why this happened. I get that, but it still happened. He was an All-Star. In a Phillies uniform.
Trey. Yeah, Trey's the best player of the three right now.
Yeah, he's an All-Star. And, like, the biggest gripe that we have with Trey is that the position he's in right now, he's not living up to the expectations.
Yep.
Now, that could change. That could change.
It could.
And one of the things that we are weak in is in the outfield. And if he moves to the outfield, that might strengthen outfield. So, in turn, that might be a good move. You know what I mean? There's some salvageable stuff there with Trey Turner.
There is.
Paul George, though? Paul George has given us nothing since he's been here.
But he stopped doing
the
podcast.
He's locking in.
No. Y'all funny. No. I'm just looking at it from the perspective of what has he done since he's been here and he's going to be here. Paul George's contract is the worst.
No, I think the Embiid one's worse than Paul George's.
So that wasn't mentioned, but the Embiid thing is a disaster.
The Paul George one isn't even the worst contract on the team, which says a lot.
There's the AI.
Good point. AI. Here's the thing, though, Kyle, and this is why I say it's the worst, because we're already talking about moving on from it. Now, there's some redeemable qualities in the Bryce Huff situation. And hell, even in the Trey Turner situation, there is some redemption there. Ain't no redemption in that Paul George situation.
Yeah, like if Trey went to left field next year as center and hit 280 for the next 7 years, it could be salvageable.
That's what I'm saying. There's a chance
you can redeem
that.
The Paul George thing is a disaster.
They are talking about moving on from Paul George in one season. There's already rumors out there that we're going to trade.
I'm not trying to tell you the Paul George contract is good by saying
this. They all suck.
We're all talking about terrible contracts. Yeah. I guess where I look at the Trey one is, I'm remembering the beginning of this offseason, and we had just a glimmer of hope for like Juan Soto or another big move, right? Next season it's going to be Vlad Guerrero. We're not getting those guys. And it's not because there's no salary cap. It's because the toothpaste is out of the tube. And part of that toothpaste is the Trey Turner contract. so we're stuck with this guy.
I get it. And I feel like you can salvage that. Because, you know, you're still talking about a guy that's on the cusp of being a Hall of Famer.
No, I agree. I don't disagree.
To be fair,
and not only that.
Paul George is probably the most likely to go to the Hall of Fame.
That is true.
He is, but.
I think he's in.
Not that that means anything.
No, I know.
But Trey's kind of like teetering. And if he has a couple good seasons here, maybe an outfield. He'll definitely be a lock Hall of Famer.
The part that stings on the last, forget Bryce for a second, is they were both brought in to be the missing pieces to a championship.
That's what we were told.
And we were lied to.
Well, here's the other part of it.
The fact that we're still workshopping this is bananas.
I think it's an interesting discussion.
It is a good question.
No,
but
here's
the
thing. It's a really good question.
If we had gotten somebody other than Paul George this year, we're probably still in the same spot. And Embiid can't play. The Sixers stink. One player doesn't change that. If we had spent our money better than Trey Turner, we could have a World Series by now.
You know, and I don't know if he actually would have come here. He probably wouldn't have. You know, if you take the money they spent in the offseason, they got Trey and Taiwan, that equals what the Yankees paid Aaron Judge. Mm. I mean, I don't know if he actually would have left. He probably wouldn't have. But could you imagine just taking that money and getting that player instead of
like the Paul George thing feels like it's just another L for the Sixers, whereas the Phillies, like the Trey Turner, feels like the looming L that's hurting them right now.
I feel like it's worth the poll.
That's actually holding them off of winning the World
Series. Pop a poll up. Let's see what people say.
All right, should Embiid, Huff,
leave Embiid
Turner,
out.
George?
Just do the...
because the Embiid one's probably the worst
one. Just do the three
Turner,
that Tom asked us.
Paul George,
Bryce Huff. Worst contract right now. All right, 215-592-949. But that was a good question there.
It really was.
By Tom. It got us thinking. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's everybody?
What's going
Bruce,
on?
Bruce, what's up?
Hi.
All right.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
Got that creek.
Damn. Hello?
You got it, Bruce. What's up?
Oh, sorry about that. Man, yo. Mm. Look, let me tell you. Yesterday, hey, when you were going off on Jewel. Yeah, the first thing I thought of was Alicia Keys' song, but you know it's called "The Girl Is on Fire." It was more like an inverse.
This Joe is on fire.
Yeah, that's people think of me. They think of that song. Yep.
Yeah, if you don't turn that radio down, Bruce.
Absolutely killing me.
Yeah, all right, Bruce. I love you, Bruce. We got to turn the radio down, then we'll pull you back up because it was you know. It's a lot. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, gentlemen. What's good?
Self.
Hey, listen. First of all, Bryce Huff was the worst contract. He got a Super Bowl and getting paid to do absolutely nothing. That's horrible. And if they can move on from him, I'm sure they would. However, let me say, I think this is a reset for the defense. It's not a reset for the offense because everybody pretty much is. You know what I'm saying? But for the defense, it's definitely a reset and maybe even a setback, possibly. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I'm going to say this, man. Joe, you got to stop with this Josh Sweat. Milton Williams was good players, great players. Like, stop playing. They were role players that came off the bench. First of all, you know who got two Super Bowls and been in three? The long snapper. So you telling me that played in two Super Bowls or got and won one, that don't mean Sweat. That don't mean nothing to me. Because so did the other long snapper. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, y'all was ripping Josh Sweat about his play not too long ago. You know what I mean? Now you want to bring up he got 43 sacks. I don't care. He's still Brandon Graham and Smith, Nolan Smith, were actually the starting defensive end. Hassan Reddick and Brandon Graham were the defensive end. Josh Sweat was doing nothing. He's an average player.
Oh, come on, Self. Come on, hold on.
This is a joke.
But you're not being fair. You're making him sound like he's George Lynch on the 0-1 Sixers. So this guy played 70% of the snaps a couple years ago.
First of all, I like George. I like George Lynch too,
but George Lynch is a role player. He played sometimes. He was off the bench guy.
He grabbed a rebound.
I know. I like George Lynch too.
So hold on, Joe. Because Josh Sweat, at the end of the day, he was coming off the bench. The only reason they got that money is because those were desperate teams that need something. That's it. You can't tell me no different. Those are teams that's not winning, and don't have a good anything on defense, so they're desperate. So what do you do when you're desperate? You create desperate measures, and you act desperately. And that's what they did. You know what I'm saying? These dudes are not that great, man. Stop playing. I'm gonna tell
they're
you.
Good. They're Wait good, Self. They're start. Good good players.
Okay, I agree. They're good. But you're making them sound like we lost something so significant. No, we didn't. We lost role players that was coming off the bench, man.
I don't, but the bench thing, if you play more than half the snaps, you're a starter.
Sweat and Milton were not coming off the bench. Enough of this.
You're not a starter unless your name say you a starter. Unless starter unless you start that game.
That doesn't even make sense.
You're making these guys were not George Lynch and Aaron McKee. You're making them out to be. I mean, that's not true.
Oh, my God. Did you say Aaron McKee?
Loved Aaron McKee. Sixth man of the year.
I'm not going there with you. I'm going to give you my favorite
Hugh. What do you got?
My favorite Hugh is the Hugh that embodies all these Hughes you're naming, and that's Gummy Hugh.
Gummy Hugh, really.
Nobody that I know that get on the radio and big up gummies with such force and brave. You know what I'm saying? And brave with it. So Gummy Hugh is my favorite Hugh.
All right, Self. We'll write it down. Gummy Hugh.
Gummy.
Yeah, there's so many Hughes here. This is actually going to be more of an undertaking for the committee than I thought.
Yeah, we're going to have to pare this down.
I know.
I thought we needed a lot. We have plenty now. We're going to have to cut some out.
Yep, a lot of work in store this week. And this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Let's do a Clearwater check-in here as we're going down to Clearwater on Monday. Big show's coming up Monday and Tuesday live from the stadium. Can't wait to be there and talk a lot of Phillies as we are now... I think we are, 13 days away from opening day? You know the season actually starts?
When we get back?
No, when we're there. They're playing in Tokyo.
Oh.
Dodgers and Cubs when we're there.
Obviously, okay.
Phillies start in 2 weeks, but the actual season.
You mean the actual season? Okay,
yep. While we're there, the season will start. So baseball's really close now. So, Hugh, I was reading a story yesterday about some possible trades that could happen before the season or players that could be moved. I'm curious where you come down on this. So the Yankees have had a lot of pitching injuries. And there was
They just lost somebody to Tommy John.
Yeah, Gerrit Cole. Yeah. So there was an article that popped up. John Heyman had it. Like, who could they trade for? So I clicked it because I'm like, I wonder if there's Phillies in here.
Oh, you know some names were mentioned.
And, well, Taijuan Walker's name was mentioned. So my question is this. I think we'd all trade Taijuan if we could move off the contract. Would you be in favor of subtracting from a surplus of pitchers, or do you want to keep all the pitchers heading into the season? Because the Phillies have more starters than they need spots right now. But we all know pitching is... You know, you lose a couple guys, then you're in trouble. Would you trade from the surplus? Like, if they say, hey, we want Taijuan, or how about Ranger Suarez? Like, would you trade a pitcher, or do you want to keep them all?
There's two thoughts that jump out to me immediately when you ask that question, Joe. Number one is I remember Ruben Amaro Jr. years ago saying that you can never have enough pitching.
Yep.
And I've that's kind of stuck with me for a while. The other one is this. Cole Hamels is making his debut on the radio station.
TV station.
Well, the TV radio, what I mean. He's getting ready to call games.
Well, maybe he'll be on our show next week.
Yeah, maybe he's getting ready. And when he was asked by one of the fans, who are you most excited for as far as pitching? And if I'm not mistaken, I think he said Taijuan Walker.
Did he?
I think so.
Okay.
I might be wrong with
everyone
that.
Everyone says he's looked better in spring.
Yes, and he said that's the one he's most excited to see. I would hate, even though we have a plethora of pitchers, I don't want to trade him away. I said all that to say that. I would want to keep all the pitchers.
So I would ship Taijuan off in a second because I'm not quite buying the spring training thing. Though he does look a little more, he looks better than he did a year ago, for sure. Now, if they asked for Ranger, then I would have some pause because I think Ranger could still help this team win a World Series this year. Whether it's in the starting rotation or eventually going to the bullpen, I'd be less inclined to trade Ranger if they really are so desperate for Taijuan. All right, just take him.
Yeah, I don't think it benefits the Phillies this early to make a trade like that. Like, sure, the Yankees might need it, but I would much rather know what we have. Yeah, you know, and it doesn't have to necessarily be the Yankees, but say in the middle of a season we do have that surplus of pitching,
then you could trade,
and we know that we have a hole somewhere, and we know that we're in a position where another move can help us go for it. That's the best time to trade. I mean, it almost feels like. You would be trading him just to make a trade at this point, Whereas I feel like you're in much better of a position to do that in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and then everyone's going to need pitching, or a lot of teams will, right, during the season. So a surplus could really help you there. I don't anticipate anything, but I just thought it was interesting. His name was listed, Taiwan, with the spring he is having. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Aaron in Norristown is up on WIP. Aaron, what's up?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing, Joe? You?
Good, what's up, Aaron. What's up?
I didn't even have a name for you, but I think I do have one now as I'm just listening. And I want to talk to you about your recent comment. I like Keep It Real, You, which is, you know, I understand you talked about, like, a reset and, you know, so, and how you're stressed about sports. I mean, let's keep it real. Your job is to actually talk about sports to draw other people's interest, whereas when you talk about what fans are thinking, we don't care whether people are interested in what we're saying. So, you know, you have a little different perspective on it. But you have a team that's won more games except for the Chiefs since the past 3 years. I want to ask you a couple questions. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of last year, after losing 7 of 8, did you think that was a reset year going into the year we just won a Super Bowl when they replaced 8 guys on defense?
You're asking me if I thought they'd win the Super Bowl before last season started?
In the last
offseason, I'm just clarifying the question.
I'm going to qualify. In the last offseason, we replaced 8 players on defense. Is that a reset?
So I'll answer both parts. I did not think they were going to win the Super Bowl before the season. I was wrong on how great they were, and it took me like half the
year. Replacing 8 instead of 5 players like they just did now.
But Aaron, I think you would acknowledge this, that they improved the talent. And so far, and I understand everyone keeps telling me it's...
Hold on. Okay. So it's a reset, and you will speak.
Let me finish the conversation. Let's go back and forth. Would you agree that you're right? It was a reset last year off of the team the year before with that defense. They swapped out a lot of players. But Aaron, it's a little easier to have a positive spin on a reset or feel great about a reset when you're improving. Like, the defense in 2023 was horrendous, so they improved it in that last offseason. So far now, they have declined in defensive talent. I mean, they either have holes or, like, you know, Uche isn't as good as Sweat.
So who's the number one contender in the NFC? Do you have the best roster in the NFC right now? Yes or no?
I don't feel conviction in that. I think that if they...
Then who does?
Detroit.
Detroit does. So they lost. Okay. So they have a player coming back from injury. You don't know if he can play. They just waived another star player. They lost 2 people in their defensive back. They lost 5 players themselves, and they're a better team than us. Their defense is a better defense than ours.
So I don't know if their defense is, because they had a bad defense last year at the end. But they're getting maybe the best pass rusher in the league back. He was on pace for like 20 sacks when he got hurt. We'll see what he is, but they're getting him back. So that's an addition to what they had. They signed DJ Reed, the corner, on day one of free agency. They're better defensively today than they were.
They lost 3 people on defense already. I don't think they're better than us.
Okay.
But let me just say, so is there any other team close to Detroit that's close to the Eagles in the NFC?
Washington.
Okay, now I'm going to get you on that. How many people did they lose this offseason?
They got better players. They just traded for Laramie. They just traded for Laramie Tunsil. Did they not trade? They traded for one of the premier. Yes, let me finish though. Yeah, Aaron, but you say something, I respond, and you jump over me. Who they get? Well, I don't know. One of the best pass blocking left tackles of the last 8 years. Like Laramie Tunsil is a tremendous player.
What defense did they get? Because they had a defense that gave up and to the Lions. Who did they get on defense, Joe?
They got Javon Kinlaw.
Yeah, your phone acting up, dog.
That ought to make up 500 yards. They give up 500 yards a game against us and against Detroit.
So, Aaron, okay, let's just do it this way, because you have your
perspective. Is their defense better than ours?
No, that wasn't the conversation. Teams win with full teams, not just defenses, right? They win with everything. It's the whole thing. Aaron, I'm going to make it very simple. You don't have to agree, but let's see what you think on this. Since the season ended, the Eagles have gotten worse. The Commanders have gotten better. Now, you could still think the Eagles are better, but that gap is not the same as it was a month ago or 2 months ago. Would you agree with that?
I agree, but can I add to my answers?
Yes, go ahead. Yes, of course.
Okay. So they got blitzed 55-23. The Eagles were by far the best roster in the NFC.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
So they might have closed the gap, and you're talking about this reset crap, but I'd like to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you have 27 people on your roster last year, and you come to camp, and you have 27 new people, are you going to gel right away, or is it going to take time?
He's asking me? It's take time. It's going to take a little bit of time. Yeah, take a little bit of time.
Okay, so how long is it going to take for Washington to 27 new people? And just because they're good players, you don't think they can play in the system or anything like that. They got blitzed 55-23, Joe. And if you're telling me that defense that was giving up 500 yards a game and the Eagles actually sat back, they could have gone into the 70s that game. Mm-hmm. It's close to us. You're nuts.
Okay. I mean, then you call me nuts. I mean, that's fine. I just think they've closed the gap.
No, you're nuts on that opinion, not nuts as a person.
Well, okay. Well, at least we come together on that. That you could still believe the Eagles. Aaron, a good phone call. What's funny to me is we did this 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles were by far the best team in the NFC 2 years ago. They had a tough offseason, and we think it's static. It's not. I'm sure we can go back in the archives. People say, well, Joe, they're still the best team in the NFC entering 2023. They weren't. We thought they were. Like, it changes fast. Are the Eagles still very good? Obviously. But they're now, the way I view it, among the three or four or five best NFC teams. At the end of the season, they were the best. And I think that gap's closed now. And we'll see how it plays out. All right, 215-592-9494. Do we have Cowboy on Cowboy Beef to get to on the other side? Oh, I can't wait for this. All that along with your phone calls.
What have I done to deserve this?
Are you bracing for a reset year for the Eagles? And we want more versions of Hugh for our bracket. The best answer today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This week, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is bringing a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts about the tourney is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets can get even better, because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride along with the long shots, the scrappy teams, the ones that refuse to go quietly. There's a lot of good ones. Big Ten, ACC could have upsets this week. And if you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use. When you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your Dog of the Day with the profit boost. Because after all, anything could happen in March. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.